Joining us now, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commish. How are you doing today?
Doing good morning and doing great.
Hey, it's got to be a happy day. You're going to see area farmers and stuff being helped through these, you know, disasters. Seem like we've had one hurricane after another, and big money coming our way, $675 million. Tell us all about that.
No, it's a great plan, Bob, and I would say about time for our family farmers. You know, we've had four major hurricanes, I think, in the last 30 months, and we have not received the federal grant, federal dollars that would normally come to those farmers in a timely fashion. So the federal government, and under President Trump and Brooke Rollins' leadership, has given us a block grant now through the Florida Department of Agriculture. And so now we have the opportunity, and of course we are setting up the infrastructure now, which will take us probably a few weeks to get these dollars to our farmers' hands. So our farmers have been waiting 2 and 3 years in some cases. We'll start getting those dollars, I would say, probably in 30 days or less. So we're very excited about that. It'll be very efficient because we're doing it through our state, you know, our state process. And I'm very excited for farmers who have suffered substantial losses, and some of them, some of the small farmers have not been able to hang on. This certainly will, make agriculture a lot stronger here in the state of Florida.
Yeah, what if somebody did go out of business because of some of these disasters? How do you give them a relief, or can you?
Well, generally, it goes with the land, unless there was something very specific. So whoever bought their farm, whoever's now farming it, would potentially receive those resources. And those are things that we have to go through. It's a process we're going through now to identify those type of issues and how do we get money to the people who suffered the losses. And obviously most of it's easy because most farmers are still in business that were in business, but the ones that are, you know, that were been displaced completely or had to sell their facilities, that's something we've got to work through the detail on.
So yeah, I'm sure that you probably already have kind of a working list, if you will, of things to go through. Or is there a need for, you know, farmers to reach out to the folks in, to you and to the folks in Tallahassee?
Yeah, it's both. We have lists that we have generated each time from each disaster. And so that's obviously the first place we start. But once this program's been announced, you can imagine everyone is reaching out, and we are putting together, like I said, the team of experts, basically, because we're going to be very frugal. I'm very excited for our farmers, but we're going to be very frugal with these taxpayer dollars and how we distribute them and where they go. And so there will be a process. But the difference would be is we will have a process that we will be able to go through in a period, matter of days or a week versus sometimes at the federal government level, hell, it takes years.
Yeah.
And at the federal government level, we have not passed a farm bill, by the way, in 8 years. They're supposed to renew it every 5 years. And that's part of the challenge is when you don't do your job in Washington, when you don't renew the farm bill, these resources sometimes are not available. So we're going to, in a very short order, we're going to put together the process. We actually are already working on it, as you can imagine. And in a few weeks when I call back in, I should have a whole lot better informational detailed specifics about the program.
This will also benefit aquaculture?
Yeah, all of agriculture. Aquaculture, forestry, row crops, strawberry industry that got hit hard there in Milton, the citrus industry that got hit so hard by several of the hurricanes, including Milton and Ian. And so this is going to be very, very broad. All that damage that Helene did, you know, and Helene seems like forever ago, but it was, I think, 2.5 years ago, 3 years at most. And so when you go back to Idalia and these other hurricanes, we've clearly got lists and we've clearly got damage assessments in real time that we're going to be going back through. And by the way, the state has already done an amazing job with the loan program that we put together after Idalia, and at first of its kind in the nation, and that was state dollars, and we put a lot of farmers back on their feet or help them get on their feet. This is going to help complement that and in a much broader way, right? We had about $75 million in the last three hurricanes to help farmers get back on their feet, and this is, of course, $675 million. So we're really excited about that.
Well, yeah, keeping Florida farming strong, I know, is very important on many different levels. Let me ask you about something you got going on this summer, Operation Safe Summer. Tell us about that.
That is a very important program, Bob. So the department, 2 years ago, we had an operation called Candy Crush, where we went in and we were removing all of the gummies and Skittles and all that were poisoning our children, right? And the legislature gave us the authority that any of these type of products that were targeting our children, we could remove off the shelves. We removed over 800,000 packages of that product. Many lawsuits, many businesses were stopped in this process. Well, then the legislature has now went to a new level and said, if you're going to have these types of products that are dangerous for kids, you got to have the child-proof safety watch, right? Like if, when you go to a bottle of Tylenol, don't just screw up and you got the child-proof top on it. Well, you have to have that type of process in place now for these hemp products. And some of these hemp products are very dangerous, especially for children. And so what our inspectors are doing, and we call it Operation Safe Summers, we're not only going in and making sure that they're properly labeled, that adults who want to use these products know exactly what they're getting. That's our concern, is that if I'm an adult and I want to use these products, as long as, you know, and again, in a Tylenol, if you take a 250 milligram or 500 milligram, you know exactly what you're getting. We want adults to know what they're getting when they're using these products, because a lot of them are using it for medicinal purposes. And so it should be known. And so we've rounded up over 100,000 in the first 3 weeks of summer that are just targeting our children with these types of products. And so we're very proud of that. We know we're doing good work because we can see the visits to the emergency rooms in real time. And we have probably taken that down by half in the last two years. The visits for children visiting emergency room where they had a hemp overdose. So we know we're doing good on the program. We continue to expand these, and we're going to be super aggressive when people are targeting our children with these types of products. And we are being very aggressive. So we don't mind the sometimes negative publicity, sometimes the lawsuits that come with this. Again, we're going to do whatever it takes to protect our children.
So these are products that wouldn't be categorized as like marijuana or THC based. This is where they manipulate the ingredients just enough to get by so that they can sell it to the general public. You don't need a medical card. Do I have that right?
You do not need a medical card. In the 2008, the last time they did a farm bill in this country, they put in some very broad language that made these things legal. And so when they redo the farm bill eventually, they're talking about shutting those loopholes. So what they did, they gave permission. I mean, it almost as anything goes with hemp-type products and for adults. And so in some states, they have banned those products completely. In some states, they have set caps on the amount of THC or euphoric, the euphoricness of that product. So we have done a lot of work. In the state of Florida, our concern has been primarily focused on making sure that we protect our children from it. Not so much adults are adults and, you know, what they do in their home. And I'm a little bit of a libertarian on this issue. I don't judge people for what they want to do in their home, but the federal government is going to have to come back in and clean that up. And they are, as they do the farm bill, some of the things they're talking about doing is limiting the amount of euphoric products within these hemp products. And if they do that, that'll make it a nationwide blanket. And then some states, of course, are going to go further. In the state of Florida, we've taken the position that if you protect our children, and then adults, you know, we're going to not overstep our federal bounds with our federal partners. That's the position they've taken so far. The legislature has looked at restricting the amount of hemp in some of these projects, especially drinks. And so they're always looking at it. But right now, our stance is we're protecting children. We've put a process in place to make sure that we can do our jobs in that area, and then the rest of it, adults can get about anything they want these days.
We're trying to make America healthy again, and I wouldn't call this stuff health food. So we appreciate you and what you're doing in your department, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Thank you, sir, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yep, thank you, Bob.
All right, thank you.